In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, this is Father Tom, and we do this broadcast live for WROL. Other stations will pick it up. You know, the simple word receive, you must know that when God speaks that Jesus died for us, we must receive it in faith. In faith we receive it. You say, "I'm not worthy." Well, there's only one that is worthy, the Lamb of God. The rest of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so today, I'm going to continue to read the Passion of Jesus from St. Matthew, 26th chapter, 69th verse. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before all of them, saying, "I do not know what you are talking about." When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know the man." And at that moment, the cock crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. You see, he realized that he'd be forgiven. Poor Judas, he was lost. He didn't know that Jesus would have forgiven him. Chapter 27. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in ordering to bring about his death. They bound him and led him away and handed him over to Pilate the governor. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. He said, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." Throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since this is blood money." After conferring together, they used them to buy Potter's Field as a place to bury foreigners. For this reason, that field has been called Field of Blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of one on whom a price had been set, on whom some of the people of Israel had set a price, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me. Verse 11. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even a single charge. So that the governor was greatly amazed. I tell you, he was bearing in himself the sins of the world. He is the lamb that was silent before his shearers. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed Jesus over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, he said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." "Receive it for you. Let him be crucified." Then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted the more, "Let him be crucified. For you, receive it, receive it." So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." Then the people as a whole answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." So he released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Barabbas, it's you, that's me. He died in the place of Jesus. Oh yes, I am Barabbas. You are Barabbas. We were set free by the blood of Jesus. We should have been condemned, but the innocent Lamb of God is condemned. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him. They mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking Jesus, they stripped him of the robe and put on his own clothes. Then they led him away to crucify him. All this was done for you. All this was done for me. Oh yes, unworthy as we are, the worthy Lamb of God suffered for us, went to the cross for you and for me. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him. Over his head they put a charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself if you are the Son of God. Come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking Jesus, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself." Little did they know, he was bearing their wounds and carrying their infirmities, and that his blood was for them too, if they accepted it. He saved others. He cannot save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he wants to. And he said, I am God's son. The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's what Jesus experienced, so that you would go to heaven and I would go to heaven. The door between Jesus and the Father was shut. He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, this man is calling for Elijah. At once one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a stick, and gave it to Jesus to drink. But the others said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. You know, at that moment, the curtain in the temple that separated the holy place from the most holy place was torn in two from top to bottom, which means we have access into the Holy of Holies, into the Father's experience through the blood of Jesus. Do you know that today? Receive it. You have access to God through the blood of Jesus. Receive it today. Father Tom, receive it today. People, receive it today. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs were opened and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out to the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what had taken place, they were terrified and said, truly, this man was God's son. The centurion is a pagan. He realizes that this man, Jesus, who was crucified, died, was God's son. Oh yes, even today, if you go to the Holy Sepulchre, you'll see in Golgotha a crack that the earthquake took place. Yes, many women were also there looking on from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee and had provided for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John. When it was evening, they came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together with Pilate and said, Sir, we remember what that impostor said while he was still alive. After 3 days I will rise again. Therefore command the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise his disciples may go and steal him away and tell the people he has been raised from the dead. And the last deception would be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, you have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can. So they went with the guard and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone. The Gospel of the Lord. I tell you, our Lord Jesus Christ, true God and true man, went to the cross out of love for you. If you were the only one, he would have done it for you. He would have bled for you. Oh yes, he was misunderstood. He was the lamb that was silent before his shearers. He is God's only son. And the one who recognized that he was God's only son was a centurion, was a pagan. I tell you, even the pagans will come to receive Jesus. That's exactly what the scripture says. A light to reveal you to the pagans, a light to reveal you to the nations in the glory of God. Oh yes, that was said by Simeon, who said, "Now, Lord, you can dismiss your servant. I have beheld the Messiah. I have held him in my arms, even as you promised." You know, today, the death of Jesus is our salvation. Why aren't you reading the resurrection? Today is Friday for the experience of Friday, but Sunday's coming. Oh yes, today's Holy Thursday, but Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming, I tell you, when Jesus Christ rises from the dead, when Jesus Christ rises for you and for me. Oh yes, for you and for me. Do you know that today? Are you receiving that today? Or are you just letting it go over your back like a water over a duck's back? Let it penetrate your heart. Let it penetrate my heart that he went to the cross for me, that he bled for me, that he went to the cross for you, and he bled for you. Oh yes, let this come into your heart. Believe it with all your being that he died for you and he was resurrected for you. Joseph of Arimathea was a secret disciple of Jesus, and he begged the body of Jesus. They put Jesus in a borrowed tomb. As a matter of fact, he wasn't going to stay in that tomb very long, only 3 days, and then be raised from the dead. And you know what? It was for you. It was for me. We need to know that. And we need to share that with people who have no idea about the death and resurrection of Jesus. They have no idea that Jesus went to the cross for them. It says in Luke 18, "And when the Son of Man comes in his glory, will he find faith on the earth?" Will he find faith in you? Will he find faith in me? Oh yes, by your grace, O God. Oh yes, by your grace you will find faith in us. By your grace you will find faith in us. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, will he find faith on the earth? I tell you, because of wickedness and sin, the love of God has grown cold in people's hearts. They say, "Well, I had my Jesus time. Now I'm with Buddha." Oh yes, Buddha said on his deathbed, "I still seek the truth." Jesus said on the night before he died, "I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life." That's what Jesus said. And you know what? Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Buddha is nothing. Buddha is nothing. Buddha is nothing. And if you've got statues of Buddha in your house, take them down and break them. Break them. I remember going to a Chinese restaurant in Medford, and there's a big statue of Buddha, and I saw a Catholic woman kneeling before Buddha, making the sign of the cross. She had no idea about Jesus. She had no idea about anything. Where was she? Was she ever taught? Did she ever hear the good news that Jesus went to the cross for her, that Jesus shed his blood for her? Did she ever hear the good news that Jesus rose from the dead for her? I have no idea. I just know she was kneeling before a false god. a false god, and Buddha never claimed to be God. He said, I still seek the truth on his deathbed. Oh yes, the truth is Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And people say, well, that's not fair. It has nothing to do with fairness. It has to do with grace. It has to do with love. God so loved the world, you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world that we might believe in him and have eternal life. Do you have eternal life today? Do you have eternal life today? I can't speak for you, but you can say to the Lord, give me eternal life. Give me eternal life. Give me eternal life. The life that comes from Jesus Christ. Give me eternal life, O God. Give me eternal life. Today is Holy Thursday, and we celebrate today the priesthood. That today God gave us the priesthood. Do this in memory of me, he said to his apostles. Do this in memory of me. Oh yes, the priests during these days have not celebrated the Eucharist for the people. It's wrong. It's wrong. Well, we can't do it. We're cooped up in the house. But tonight we will have be on the internet, and there will be a taking of the pictures of Holy Thursday. Oh yes, and you can look at Facebook, and from Facebook you could say Holy Rosary Winthrop MA, Holy Rosary Winthrop MA, and you can see what's happening in the service on Holy Thursday. People, the church is closed today by order of the bishop. People, you are not able to come to the service, but you can look at it from your homes. You can look at it if you have Facebook. Facebook, and from Facebook you write Holy Rosary Winthrop MA. Holy Rosary Winthrop MA. I'm telling you, this is a real sacrifice for us and for you this Lent, that we cannot go to the Holy Week services. We cannot go, but God will let us take a camera and you will be able to see live footage from Holy Rosary in Winthrop at 7:45. At 7:30 in the evening. At 7:30 in the evening, if you have Facebook, go to Facebook, Holy Rosary, Winthrop MA. Holy Rosary, Winthrop MA. Are you sure you have eternal life? Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Oh yes, the priesthood was given to us on Holy Thursday. Thank you, Jesus, that you called me before my mother conceived me to be your priest and the priest of the church. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave your life for us, that you were buried for us, and that you rose for us. Thank you, Jesus, that we have eternal life. Because you said eternal life is this, to believe in the one true God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, whom was sent by the Father. We have eternal life now. And you know what? Eternal life was given to us at baptism. But we need to live out our baptismal experience in faith, in faith, in faith, in faith, in faith, in faith. In faith, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I tell you, tonight at 7:30, you can watch us live. You can watch us live. Facebook, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, MA, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, MA. You can watch us live as it streams into your house. You cannot come to the church, but we bring it to you the best way that we can. That our Lord Jesus Christ gave us the sacrament on this night, and it is the sacrament given to the church by the priests. We thank God for the priesthood. We pray that we would preach the word and receive the Eucharist. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.